Good evening, friends, and welcome to another short message from God's Word. I want to bring warm Christian greetings to members of my own congregation in new buildings, and indeed to anyone else who may be listening in. I trust, friends, that you will be encouraged as we turn again to the verse we began looking at yesterday. And of course, that verse is Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This precious promise has seven parts to it, one for each day of the week. It's like the seven colours of a glorious rainbow, or the seven strings of a beautiful guitar. Well, today we come to the second part, and to the words, "For I am with thee. For I am with thee." Here we have the promise of the Lord's presence. The promise of the Lord's presence. Let me say first of all that his presence is personal. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, we have recorded there the wonderful words of the risen Christ. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. We've been hearing a lot about China in recent months. Let me tell you the story, friends, of a new Chinese believer who was finding the Christian life difficult. He was disowned by his family. He was despised by his friends. One day he came across this lovely text of scripture, Matthew 28 verse 20, and he was greatly encouraged by it. Why was it that he was so encouraged? Why did this verse mean so much to him? Well, you see, his name was Lo. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. I want to tell you, child of God, that that promise applies to you too. It applies to you just as much as it applied to that dear Chinese believer. The Saviour says to you tonight, Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. That little word alway is another beautiful authorized version word. And it simply means all the way, all the way. I want to assure you, brother or sister in the Lord tonight, that your Saviour will be with you all the way. So isn't it wonderful to know that his presence is personal? But then let me say, secondly, tonight, that his presence is perpetual. His presence is perpetual. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. We have again there the wonderful words of our Saviour. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. We hear a lot of talk in these days about social distancing. But isn't it good to know, friends, that there is no distance between the Lord and his people? He is with you, believer, as you journey along the narrow way. There are many storms on that way, many trials, many troubles. But your Saviour is with you every step of the way. The great poet Lord Tennyson wrote, closer is he than breathing, and nearer than hands and feet. We also hear a lot of talk today about isolation. And maybe there's someone listening to me even now, listening to the sound of my voice at this very moment. And friend, you are in isolation. I want to tell you, dear brother or sister in Christ, that you are not alone. The Lord Jesus is with you. Listen to his wonderful promise again. I am with thee. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and we thank you for the promise of your presence. And Lord, these are difficult days, trying days, and we certainly need your presence. Father, we just want to pray for everyone listening to this message. We pray for believers that they may be encouraged. O Lord, there are many struggles and many battles along the narrow way that leads to heaven and to home. And I just pray, O God, that you will encourage each one of your children. Lord, I pray that they may know your presence, that they may feel your nearness. And I pray, Lord, for any listening to the message tonight who are not yet saved. O God, I pray that they will come to know the Lord Jesus in a personal saving way, and then they will have his presence all the way from earth to heaven. We thank you that our wonderful Redeemer has promised to always be there for us. Lord, we take a moment tonight to pray for our leaders. We pray, O God, tonight for our Prime Minister, Mr. Johnson. We pray tonight for our First Minister, Mrs. Foster. And we pray, dear Lord, for our Chief Medical Officer and for our doctors and nurses who are so busy engaged in the fight against coronavirus. We pray, dear Lord, that you will wonderfully help each one of them, that you will give them supernatural strength, that you will protect them and keep them safe, O Lord, as they do their wonderful work. Now, dear Father, we pray for our land. O God, have mercy upon it, we pray. In wrath, remember mercy. O Lord, we deserve thy judgment. We deserve thy wrath, but we plead for mercy. Be merciful to us tonight, O God, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the sake of his finished work at Calvary, for the sake of his redeeming blood. Intervene in our country in these days. O Father, tonight we pray for divine intervention. We pray for a miracle. And we pray, Lord, that you will do something that will cause men to praise you. So be with us, O Lord, until we gather again around your word. And we pray that you will watch over us and watch between us. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our portion both this day and forevermore. Amen.